in many cases, science is benefiting from understanding our knowledge and witnessing of the world, and we benefit from, by working with them as well. So the technologies that existed of our ancestors that are carried through to today are really fascinating to see. And especially the concepts or the philosophies or the way of looking at the world, I think, are beautifully presented in a way that we are sharing with the world, and we invite people to get to know us better, because any way we're going to move forward is through relationships with the land, with the supernatural, and with each other.
And I guess that's a great way of summing up the exhibit. So to all the listeners out there, come visit the Museum of Anthropology. That was Nika Collison, the executive director of the museum from Haida. Thank you so much.
Okay, Hawa, thank you.
Library staff who work here actually have access to that space, but it is a very secure space. So it's not a safe per se, but it's just a very secure room.
Hello, this is Tony Bardock of the Pointed Sticks, and you're listening to CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver.
Hey, everybody, listen to listening to Radio Pizza Party
on CITR 101.9 FM, broadcasting live from the
University of British Columbia on unceded Musqueam territories.
Yes.
That's us. Who are you?
Well, the layman might say my name is Tristan, and the expert might say my name is Tristan.
Tristan, where's that from?
It's a country. It's one of those former Soviet republics. Tristan.
Yes, yeah, I haven't heard of that
the
one.
The ethnic Trists. They had their own. They were given the right to determination. So that was a big step.
Wow, yeah. I didn't know about that.
Yeah, but you can call me Ashy Larry.
Oh, I'd like to.
Sorry, I got a bit of a cough.
And
who are you?
Who am I?
What are you? Instead of what are those, get it? Remember when they had that in Black Panther?
Yeah, I wasn't expecting that joke. We've seen I'm Jack. By the way, before we get into talking about the movies you've seen this week, like every other podcast in the world.
So you guys hear about this Black Panther?
Let me
Panther?
Talk.
He's a panther. Oh
my
God,
yeah. My name is Jack Lamming.
Yes.
I am the co-host here. I like to host.
He's the host with the least. And
I'm
the other host with the worst.
Yeah. Good one. So what do we do on this show?
Well,
did you already explain that? I don't listen to you.
Yeah, I know you don't. That's
what?
That's evident when you listen back to these. Our show is a talk show. So if you're listening, if you're in your little car driving around, that's you in your car, your little tuk-tuk, and you want to listen to some talking, then maybe you should be listening to this. Or hey, maybe you're listening to a podcast. So maybe that's what you're doing. Jack's trying to. Oh yeah, this is you in your car.
Hey, maybe I'll turn on a podcast.
Please
What's
don't.
This? CITR 101.9
FM broadcasting live.
I'm just revving at the stoplight now. This could be good.
I want to race that guy beside
me. Oh, this is so good. I'm going to keep listening. There's other original programming that's really good, too. Wow, that was really amazing.
I like how that guy rolled coal.
Yeah, his name was Roald Cole, too.
Yeah, he was brother of Roald Dahl. It's weird. It's kind of like they changed name, last names, not first. One of those
yeah,
things.
Joke never gets tired. I love that one. So what have you been up to this week?
What? We saw Black Panther together.
Yeah, we did.
I guess we saw that like 2 weeks ago.
It was like 2 weeks ago. We saw Black Panther. You, me, Dupree, and my girlfriend Sophie all saw it together.
One little thing I want to say about Black Panther. That what are those joke was weird.
It was. It sort of took me out of the whole movie. I like the movie as a whole.
The thing is, because that I guess, meme is...
Dead.
Dead.
And has been for like 3 years.
Yeah, they should have edited that out.
They could have done anything.
And it wasn't like a cool throwback.
No.
So generally on the show, we pick a random topic.
And this week we're talking about the what are those joke.
The what are those joke. I know we have a random topic and we pick... the topic. Usually we have a guest, but today we don't because we figured we actually have a new format that actually
we
now.
Do. Here's some good news that actually has happened to us we've got an hour and a half now.
Yeah, we got an extra half hour. Yeah. So more of us and less of everything else. So that's always good.
Yeah, less of anything else that has to do with my life. Eating, not on Friday nights. No.
Nuh-uh, honey.
I get home at 8:30.
Yes.
And
what next?
I'd make food.
Yes, what food? 8:30, 8:45, you're what? Making what?
Making mac and cheese.
Mac and cheese. Every Friday.
Every Friday, it's horrible. It's pretty good, but it's horrible for my...
Are you ever chopping broccoli?
I'm never chopping broccoli!
Remember that? Well, that's fun.
Speaking of what are those memes?
Dana Carvey.
Here's one thing.
What are you doing? You gotta turn the sound... You have to... Jack, that's... You have to click it on.
Hey, look, I have to turn the aux on when I play something. I'm good at the boards.
Just keep it on and then... What's this? This is what... Jack, we're not going to... This isn't our show. If you're going to be on the boards, you can't just play funny videos.
But I like playing funny videos.
I mean, we've done that before.
We've done that many times
but
before.
But we shouldn't do that anymore.
We can play with the format now. Not that we haven't played with it before.
We're just playing with the format.
We're just messing with things. We've been playing with the format for a solid six months
since
now.
We started.
Yeah. Well, yeah. We've never had more than 3 weeks. Or no, our first 3 months were like pretty like formulaic. Not in a bad way. In a bad way. Talk to me, please.
I'm just going to stare you down.
I really don't like this.
Stare you down like a barracuda swimming through the water, glistening in the sunlight. That's how I look at you. That's what I do.
I can
that's
see
what
that.
I like.
Why are you baring your teeth at me right now? It's like the baring straight over here.
I know. Somebody call Henry Hudson. He's got to go through there.
He went through the Bering Strait?
Isn't that up north?
It is. That's it's between Canada and Russia.
Somebody call
Alaska and Russia.
Somebody call Russian man. Russia. Somebody call him.
Russia man.
I can see him from my house, am I right?
Whoa!
Weird.
Wild and crazy stuff.
Wild and crazy stuff. So, Jack, why don't we pick a topic?
Let's pick a topic. I've got our theme song right here. Let's just hear it.
The topic's theme song.
Yes.
Let's pick a topic.
So cool.
All right. So. Numbers between 1 and 7. We really need to come up with some new ones.
Yeah.
Pick a number, my friend.
Me?
Yeah.
Well, I'm going to pick number 3.
Number 3? Sports.
Sports.
Something we both know.
Why don't we give Lucy Fox a call?
Shout out to Lucy Fox, sports editor of the UBC. Have we mentioned we write for the UBC before?
I'm not sure if you all have ever taken a gander at our... CV, I like to say.
Well,
what's the difference between a CV and a resume? Where do you feel? Where do you stand with that?
I think that CVs are something that they use in the UK. And here, if you're telling me to have a CV, I want to write that in Latin because it stands for curriculum vitae.
Is that true?
Yeah.
Is it just mean the same thing?
No, they're different somehow, but I don't know. And it's not really interesting.
If you're from
enough.
Britain, give us a call. 604-822- 24877. Give us a call if you're from the UK. No, I didn't even say. If you're just from the UK, we want to get some British voices on here. We've had it last week. It worked out well, so we're going to continue that.
Yeah. Did you say British?
British.
The person last week was British.
Yeah.
They're Scottish.
I'm British Empire. In the British Isles. Jack, I think you need to...
I'm sorry, because I may have said British on our first date and got a bit of flack for that. So.
Well, she is British. I mean, she may not identify as that, but she is.
You should bring this up tonight.
I will.
Rad. This is going to be fun.
Scottish independence is a hot topic again.
It's like my favorite store.
We're sports.
We're talking about sports.
What's your favorite sport?
My favorite sport, I like tennis.
Tennis. Do you like it because it has a number in it? Like if it was 3S, you'd be like, no, thank you.
Well, then I'd still like it because it would still have a number.
I am speaking without thinking. What if it was called Cherist?
I like that, and all the people who played it were called Cherist. What if that was how it was?
What if? Wouldn't that be weird?
Wouldn't that be crazy? If tennis instead they were sitting on chairs?
Yeah, and they couldn't move around.
But the rackets were 40 feet long, and they had two, one in each hand.
Yeah, and only octopuses could do it.
Yeah, when did they get eight? And they have to play underwater.
Yeah,
with a gun.
And there's a diver made of flames.
Yeah.
So sports, Jack. What do you like?
What do I like about sports?
Yeah. What do you like about sports?
They keep you fit.
Not all sports.
What sports?
Esports.
Esports. You know.
Where do you stand on esports?
Esports.
Make a claim right now. Get all the esports. Hey, if you're an esports junkie, call us at CITR
604-822-2487.
604-822-2487. 2487. If you're an e-sportser, give us a call.
Please. Or if you like playing video games, Shelby, please give us a call.
Shelby. If you like e-sports, if you like any type of sport, if you know what sports are, give us a call. 604-822-2487. That's right.
Can I say my opinion on e-sports now?
So ladies and gentlemen, yes.
I don't understand it.
You don't understand sport or esports?
Like, okay, I don't understand people who watch other people play video games.
I don't get
like
the spectator aspect of it, no.
I have a roommate, not to brag, but cool. I have a roommate who will sit at our kitchen table and just watch. He'll just watch people play League of Legends
really?
For like hours.
What is League of Legends?
League of Legends, it is a hard to...
Is it like World of Warcraft?
No.
We're really displaying our ignorance here.
Yeah,
but
so, okay, I know...
Is it like it's not a shooter, I know that.
No, it's
like
not
a strategy
game?
Kind
of. It's based on World of Warcraft.
Okay.
It's based off a game called Dota, which is Defense of the Ancients. My friends used to be really into it.
By friends, you mean you?
Yeah. Me and my imaginary friend. And it's based on the Warcraft engine, and somebody like made it. So there's three lanes, and you're trying
to
destroy the other team's base.
Oh.
And...
So it's like, okay.
You have there's a name
how,
for it.
How long do they like a
match takes like half an hour,
like a space what's that, StarCraft, is it like
no
that?
You don't like control, you're your own person.
Oh
yeah.
And you're on a team.
Yeah, you're on a team.
Okay.
And there's three lanes and then there's like jungle. It's weird. I don't get it because it takes forever. No. And it's, I have friends who used to play it for like 12 hours straight.
Yeah, I could never do that. I know this isn't with our topic, but what video games did you play for 12 hours straight?
Oh man, I used to play so much Monster Hunter. You remember that one?
No.
Oh, I had it for the DS. I put like a lot of hours into it, and I was really bad because it's really hard to play on a Nintendo DS.
The game I put, there was a time I'd wake up, play it, and then go to bed. You know what I mean? It's a little game called
Life.
The E.T. the video game.
Really? E.T. the video game?
Yeah.
On Atari?
On Atari. And I'd wake up and I'd be like, E.T. phone home, more like E.T. phone me right now because I want to play this game forever and always. So I'd wake up, play it. Then I just, at one point I'd eat and then I'd go to bed.
What consoles would you have when you were a kid?
So
would you have?
Best case scenario, I would have Atari. And then I would have Commodore 64. and then I would have a future one, like a one where you put your whole body in it, and it's like an immersion tank.
Oh, bathtub.
Yeah, I'd have a bathtub. We didn't have a bathtub.
But you'd play
up,
so Atari while you were in it? Like, would you get on a pool floaty?
Yeah, my parents would keep trying to toss it to me, but I
caught
it every time.
Nice. I used to play PS3 in the hot tub. You couldn't see the TV, so I just sit there with a controller.
Oh, cool.
And just sort of move it around.
That's very cool.
Sometimes I get out of the bathtub and my parents had, like, moved, and that was really fun.
Oh, your parents would go to live in another house.
Yeah. They were like, I always dragged them down, though.
That's good. It's like a cat. The cat always comes. The cat came back, you know?
The very next day.
Uh-huh. And they're like, God damn, the Jack came back. That's not what we wanted.
We wish he'd go.
Forever. We left him in that hot tub. It was almost 200 degrees. He should be dead. That would boiled him.
I'd come out smelling like clams.
Smelling like clams?
Yeah.
I don't think heat gives clams their smell. I'll tell you that.
I'll tell you that much. Well, I do, and you aren't legally allowed to question that.
That's true. We do live in a democracy, and that's how they work.
Yeah. So what actual sports do you like to play? Like, I know you were on a rugby team.
Yeah, in high school for 2 years. So if you imagine me, okay, imagine like a super like Jason Momoa, but like way more friggin' like...
Way more
buff.
I would say Jack, but that's my name, but way more Tristan.
Yeah, way more Tristan'd up. Nice. And... My arms are like huge. They're like tree trunks, spruce.
Dude, mine were like elephant trunks because I don't have any elbows.
Oh, that's so cool. When you try to grab things, then you don't have elbows because you have no bones as well.
Yeah, man. It's pretty tight.
But yeah, I played rugby.
Cool.
And I was not good at it.
Why weren't you good?
I was too scared. I was
scared. That sort of tracks with your whole personality.
I was scared of getting hurt.
Oh. Tristan.
Because once someone told me a story about this Argentinian rugby player who broke his neck and got paralyzed on the field, and then I couldn't get that out of my mind every time I'd play rugby.
Yeah.
Like, competitively. And, like, that happened once.
Of the millions and millions and millions of people who play rugby around the world.
But I was like, this is going to happen to me. I'm going to get paralyzed because I'm a weird little wiggly guy on this field here.
Yeah, because you have nothing like holding your neck in place.
No.
If I tap you in the ear, you just bob around like a cauliflower.
Yeah, I'm like one of those pop figures.
Funko Pops. Or bobblehead, like the ones that, Funko Pop.
Yeah, yeah.
I've often called you that to your face.
Yeah, and I'm like, hey, call me Funko Pop and the Mamas, you know?
Yeah, I'm like.
All the leaves are brown.
Call me Pop, because I'm going to marry your mom.
Hey, Michelle, if you're listening, 604-822-2487.
Is your mom a regular listener to this show?
No, I don't think so.
Neither are my parents, I don't think.
Let's just talk about that.
Yeah. How do you feel about that on a day-to-day basis?
Deal. Like, there's lots of episodes.
Yeah. Especially the fact they're going to be an hour and a half now.
Yeah.
We're just having a conversation now.
Who has that time?
It's so long.
It's like listening
to a hardcore history.
Dude, I'm big into hardcore history. I mean, this maybe not be a radio conversation, but I'm big into hardcore.
Well, we're talking about radio.
That's true. We're talking about sports. Jack, what sports do you like to watch or to participate in or something?
I skateboard. There's that. Do you count that as a sport?
I would say so, yeah.
Yeah.
Mostly, it's like an activity. Yeah, if it's competitive, it can be competitive. And
Yeah, it's in the Olympics now.
Skateboarding?
2020, it's going to be in the Olympics.
So is Tony Hawk going to be like, righteous?
Yeah, you've heard Tony Hawk talk, right?
Yeah, he sounds like a cartoon surfer guy.
Righteous! Sick kicking flips, boys!
Tony Hawk, if you're listening, 604-822-2487.
Tony Hawk's still cool. Like, he still does cool
stuff. He's always been cool.
Like, he's in his 50s now, and he still, like, does crazy stuff.
Did you know, this is a little known fact, that when you're in your 50s, you have to be into things from the 50s.
Really?
Yeah.
So we're in our 20s, so I should get a bob and start trading on margins?
Yeah. No liquor.
No liquor. Driving a Model T.
Doing the Charleston.
Trying to crank the engine, getting my arm blown off.
Yeah.
You know what that could happen?
What?
So if you had a Model T and it broke down, you'd have to crank the engine to get it to start again. But if you cranked it like four times too many, the crank could blow off. And if you were still holding it, it blew people's arms off.
That's horrible.
Yeah.
So we got to do things like that.
Yeah.
Totally cool. Yeah, so Tony Hawk should be doing the twist.
So people that are in their 90s right now are listening to Smash Mouth.
Yeah, they're listening to Nirvana. They're apathetic to general political things, which is, yeah.
Rad. Going back to you being scared of stuff because of rugby.
Yeah.
There are some videos of people who, like, can't skateboard at all, like, smashing all their teeth in. Because, like, if you're scared on a skateboard.
Oh, like, as in, like, they are, like beginners.
Yeah, total beginners. And they try to do an ollie, and they, like, step off and, like, fall, and then they step back on the skateboard, and it, like, smashes them in the teeth.
You kind of have to be really confident on a skateboard, don't you?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Like, skateboarding is the hardest part is the confidence.
Yeah.
Because once you. I suck
scary.
So much.
I'm terrified.
It's skateboard. Effing scary, man. I'm scared of it all the time.
Yeah.
Yeah. Are you scared of things?
Yeah. Ich habe Angst.
You habe Angst? What do you habe Angst about?
Darkness.
Go on.
Yeah, I'm afraid of the dark sometimes.
Really? Well, that answers the title of that show.
Are you afraid of dark? Yeah. Well, it's a certain type of dark. Like, what? I'm okay dark in my house because I know it.
Yeah.
Unfamiliar places, dark, that's not my deal. No, thank you. Jack's wiggling his finger at me.
I don't hear.
Jack,
should we go to a quick little break?
Well, no, we're going to be done, remember?
Oh, yeah.
So we did say we had an hour and a half show. That's not happening this week because for the next hour or so,
mm-hmm. there's a special CITR.
Special broadcast.
They do this every year. It's like a fancy new thing.
Yeah, it's a fancy new thing. The Junos are happening this weekend, yeah, so it's kind of related to that.
Because we're such a good show, they've decided that they're going to name it after us. Yeah. And what's it called again?
The Pizzos.
It's called the Pizzos. I thought Pizzos were like something you'd find in the freezer aisle because it sounds like.
Or in the cereal aisle.
Mm, yes, please. I want some savory breakfast cereal, please. Put it in chicken broth.
That's disgusting.
Yeah, the Pizzos.
Yeah, it's
going to
be kind of an award show. They're going to honor a lot of radio.
Hopefully us.
Hopefully us. CITR and abroad. And outside of the station. So
yeah,
stay tuned for the Pizzos.
The Pizzos will be on in like 5 minutes. We have a few minutes and then we'll go to a break, play some ads, and then some people come on. I'm not sure their names.
No, I know there's a legend and then that new guy.
Oh, the new guy.
He's so cool. His name escapes me. He has that new show. It's a hit.
Yeah,
and he's like kind of controversial. He's really interesting.
He's known as being very snappy.
He's very snappy. This guy's a legend. This
he
other
snaps
guy
snaps always.
And then the other guy's obviously. I mean, I don't even have to say his name. He's such a legend.
You know, you think Johnny Carson, you think a legend. I think of this guy too.
Yeah, I think of this Johnny Carson, then this guy.
Yeah,
like, Johnny Carson, Ed McMahon, this guy.
I Bob Hope, you'll think of him too.
Hey, it's not Bob Hope.
So we'll
go to a QLB for the week, I guess.
Yeah, that's been us.
That's been us. But
should we bother naming the show or?
No,
it's not. We'll do sports shorts.
Sports shorts. Yeah, I like that.
Why not?
All right. So stay tuned for the Pizzos.
Yeah, the Pizzos will be on. This is our first and only song. It's called Nighttime. It's by Super Organism, who are a band.
They're a band.
And we'll be right back. Or they'll be right back. Sorry, I'm always doing this.
Yeah.
Bye, everyone. Wake up, wake up, wake up.
within the first day.
Here at the UBC Ant Club, we just like to talk about ants and compare ant farms. It's really cool.
Paperclip Club is all about, well, paperclips mostly.
At Blah Club, you can blah blah, blah 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 blah.
Explosion.
There's only one club worth joining at UBC, and that's CITR 101.9 FM. We got free tickets to shows, whirly pops, professional help in all types of audio engineering, passes to festivals, crazy parties, live band swag. All types of crazy people. Our programming manager rides a motorcycle. There's freestyle rapping, Nardwar the Human Serviette, the vinyl and record libraries, Discorder magazine, free studio recording, and it sure beats the hell out of Paperclip Club, which is a thing that I just made up because I work at
CITR.
So come check us out on the floor of the Student Union Building. We got all types of crazy shit for you to do. Or check us out online at www.citr.ca.
Strength.
Dignity.
Respect.
Beauty.
Self-worth.
Safety.
Confidence.
Choice.
Hope.
The Beauty Night Society is a registered charity dedicated to helping marginalized women introduce trust, hope, and self-esteem into their lives.
This is the first day of
Through its popular makeover program, the Beauty Night Society has touched the lives of thousands and reintroduced a healthy touch to the lives of vulnerable women throughout British Columbia, creating real life makeovers. Please visit www.beautynight.org for information on programs and on how to help. Beauty Night, because dignity is beautiful.
I think I was blind before I met you.
Welcome back. Well, I guess welcome. Hey! To the Pizza Pizzos.
That's us. We're hosting the Pistos. What's your name?
It's the 89th annual Pizzos here.
Yes, it is.
Here at CITR. It is the radio awards show. And I am, of course, Lowell Henderson.
That's you, Lowell Henderson.
Yes. Yes, thank you. Thank you. Oh, and thank you, music, for stopping also.
Thanks, that was the Roots there.
Thank you to the Roots.
Yeah, down to the Roots there, my favorite.
Okay, all right, yeah, I guess you can do that.
Oh, jeez, they really stopped in a hurry, didn't they?
They didn't like that joke.
Hey, my name is Skip Tamblyn.
Skip Tamblyn, yeah.
Skip Tamblyn.
You might know him from his new radio program. Hey, I got big butt. Like,
No, you got that wrong.
What is it?
It's called Don't Skip Those Chips. I reviewed potato chips. And
okay.
We have 40 million viewers an hour.
Yeah, the industry has definitely changed since I was a young one.
Yeah, it's not the 1840s anymore.
Okay,
old man.
Well, I mean, maybe not the 1840s, but hey, maybe if it was, they might have some
maybe
good
keep
ideas.
Going with the monologue and stop with these personal insults.
So, we're here, the 89th annual Pizzos. We'll be announcing some amazing categories, finding out which are the best radio programs.
Yes, I'm a big fan of radio. Yes. As a host myself, you can catch Don't Skip Those Chips from 8 a.m. to 9 p.m. on Sirius
XM.
Yeah,
why do we need 13 hours?
Do you know
show?
How many flavors of chips there are?
But how you like you, that's I feel like you'd go through one episode and you'd be done and you'd never have to do it again.
Hey, you know. Hey, it's going to be a good night here, folks. Whoa. Having a good time. What we do, we don't just eat one chip, okay? It's not like this is a ruffle, yum, yum, yum.
You just get some guy to come and grab that to you at the studio. Yeah. Back in my day, you know, we'd have to actually go out there and actually get stories, you know? You know what a story
is? Tell
me
a story then, old man.
Okay, back 63. I'm working at the small local radio station, and my producer says to me, Lowell, get out there and get me a story. I go out there. I start talking to people, and you know what I found? I found a money laundering scheme over every convenience store in North America. Biggest story of the century.
Really? You know what I find right now if I talk to you? Cobwebs between your ears. Did anything happen out of this money laundering scheme? Did anybody get caught? Did anybody go to jail?
Yeah, that's what happened to Richard Nixon.
Really?
Yeah.
He was a 7-Eleven
man. Why are you so surprised?
I just don't think old people can do anything. That's what Skip Tamlin says. That's one of Skip's tips. If you hear that from me, old people can't do anything. All right, everybody, it's the Pizzos tonight.
Pizzos, yes, we are here. So if you got radio royalty, we have Wolfman Jack over here.
Hey, Wolfman, how you doing?
I'm doing good.
Whoa, he's
we got Lizard Man Jones over there.
I'm too cold.
Is that heat lamp isn't enough for you, is it?
Well, he seems like
he's a
just
funny guy.
You think that was weird? Well, listen to his 11 o'clock show on CIDR. Am I right, ladies?
Hey, yeah.
I guess they didn't like that joke.
You got a little bit of applause.
Maybe we should have like some laughter ready, you know, ladies, like audience, you know?
Oh, yeah. I'll install that light. Maybe you keep talking to these fine people.
So we had...
Why do the pizzas exist, Mr...
The pizzas? Well, 89...
Lester Holt?
Lowell... Lester Holt. Lowell Henderson. Well, the pizzas was thought of by my father... Richard Harrison Henderson, I should say. I almost forgot his my father's name because he's so long ago. And he wanted to give excellence. He wanted to recognize the best of the best in the industry. And I mean, he didn't give any of those to communists.
No,
no, he was.
He wasn't a fan of people of color, was he? He was a.
No, I mean,
he
this
was an
old-fashioned,
horrible
this
man.
This was a long time ago.
Was never a fan of him.
No,
no.
But of all the people who weren't communists, who were old white guys, we got the best of the best back then.
Yeah, we got Dwight Eisenhower.
Great.
One for his show, Dwight's Fights.
Yeah, and World War II was one of those fights.
Mm-hmm. He won that.
Yeah.
Richard Nixon won for Nixon's A-Fixin'.
Yeah.
Where he fixed an election.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That was a big one.
Yeah.
Huge, big fan of that. Martin Luther King actually had one as well.
Really? I can't imagine
King's
him.
Things.
Really?
Yeah, he just...
What were some of his things?
He talked about suits. It was surprisingly unpolitical. I know.
I remember Reagan's a Pagan. That was a good one.
Yeah, that was a conspiracy show.
Yeah, it was, I think his name was Alexander Jones.
Yeah.
Talking about how Reagan was, well,
a pagan.
It was a supposed audio of Reagan
doing
talking
pagan
about
rituals
pagan rituals and,
yeah.
and all
spilling
sorts of
the
stuff.
Blood of innocents. And
yeah. I remember he always used this one where he was talking about metaphors or something like that. It was.
Mr. This. Gorbachev, tear down this wall.
Oh, I remember that.
Yeah.
That was a big scoop.
It was a big scoop, but nobody cared. Your granddad, was it? Was that his name? Great granddad? Guy who started the pizzas?
That was if you listen, that was my dad.
It's your dad.
My dad.
Really, what's his name?
Richard
Copernicus?
Richard Henderson was my father.
Richard Henderson, and your name is
Lowell Henderson.
Lowell Henderson, sorry. So Sufjan Stevens. That was based on you, Carrie and Lowell?
What? No.
You're the horrible dad from that album?
I think he was an okay dad in that album. I mean, if I haven't listened to it, but...
Yeah, because old people can't listen to music. There's another one of Skip's tips.
It's not a Skip tip. So...
The applause doesn't lie. They think I'm funny?
Well,
and they're about to skip you.
Oh, you appeal,
hey,
you appeal to
skipped.
The lowest common denominator.
Yeah, well, I'm trying not to appeal to the lowest common denominator.
Okay,
thank you very much, sir.
I've heard that so many times in my years, and I'm sick of it. What was that? Was that a cow? Or just
let me. Hey, everybody, let me say it again. He appeals to the lowest common denominator.
No, don't laugh, people. Don't stop. Just stop. No. Applause. That was you're a standing ovation. Ooh. Ronald Reagan is here.
And he's not a fan of yours, Mr. Lowell. So what's our first
award? Well, our first category here is, of course, radio has always been a lucrative industry.
All right, and the nominees for radio has always been a lucrative industry.
This is with these young guys. You always want to get right to the punch. We like the older generation. We like to give them a little bit to play with at
Mr.
first.
Mr. Lowell is trying to say that he uses Viagra.
No. The nominees for highest paid are.
Yeah, cough out a lung, sir. I know you were smoking cigarettes in the 60s, but maybe don't smoke them on stage.
How else am I supposed to breathe?
All right, the nominees for highest paid are Rush Limbaugh.
Rush Limbaugh.
I'm glad to be here. Hurricanes are fake.
Who else have we got?
Howard Stern. So I got this guy. We're going to talk about sex?
Whoa, 500 million people listen to me? That's what we do.
The CBC.
And on this hour, we are talking about the weather, and the bridges are all closed. Thank you for the nomination.
This makes sense, but...
We make so much money, we are the most profitable part of the Canadian government. We're the CBC. And also, Eric Andre. I didn't know he had a radio show, but he's in tune with the youth and the cool kids.
Hey, I'm Eric Andre.
I don't want to.
Do you know who that is, Lowell?
I know the names independently. I know I have a friend named Eric and a friend named Andre.
Really?
And they both died in the war.
Which war?
Korea. Yeah.
How old are you, Lowell?
Well, I'm old. Age.
Yeah, I can tell by your droopy jowls.
My jowls are open. Don't. No, that's not. That's not a joke. That's just a sad declaration of fact.
Well, a sad declaration of fact that I
okay, these
is you're old.
So the winner of highest paid is. Do you have a drum roll?
You're gonna get that drum roll.
Okay. The winner.
Hey, drummer.
Let's see, guys are.
Excuse me,
we
sir.
We don't have an actual.
Let me get a drum.
Is. Howard Stern!
Howard Stern, how does it feel to win this award?
The drummer didn't really stop drumming. He just... No.
Hey, sir!
The drum roll has to end in like a... Okay. Howard Stern, come on the stage. Hey! What's... And that was Howard Stern. Thank you so much for being...
Let's get him out of here so we can be mean to people that don't deserve it.
Gross and mean.
Hey.
I think this is the part of the show where we remember
the people we lost.
The radio voices we lost, exactly.
Let's get our music playing.
You don't have to say that every time. That's the thing with these people. You gotta think you gotta mention everything. There's a mystique to radio that I miss.
I can't even think of all the people we've lost.
Slap happy Finappy.
Slap Happy Finappy.
What, we've lost him.
Tootenhaga, the Rutabaga. Crazy Ira and the Douche.
Glennie McCullicuddy.
McGillicuddy Glennie.
The brothers.
The saddest brothers I ever met.
Terrence Robson.
Yeah.
He was a famous producer. He actually was the first person to ever think to turn the mics on.
Don Johnson. He had a fruitful career after Miami Vice.
Wow, yeah. On the radio?
Yeah. He just kept talking about those cases.
And the most emotional death of them all. The industry of radio. Now that you're on it, Skip.
Hey, Skip
Chips. Tamlin, like, to have you on such a show.
You know what? Doing well.
You're doing well, and that's what's wrong. That's what's bothering me.
Really? What do you do on your show? Hello?
We talk about real things.
Name me one big guest you've had on.
We had Nelson Mandela on before he died.
Yeah, well, good thing he's in the in memoriam. Good thing that's still playing.
And we lost Nelson Mandela.
Rest in peace.
He was on my show. I think that's a lot of people don't mention that when they mention Nelson. So just wanted to maybe put
the
that
sign
out there.
Language guy at his funeral did act that out, but there's that whole controversy.
Oh, right. That was weird.
That was weird. All right, that is our in memoriam.
And let's
close that.
And then
out.
Let's have Eddie Vedder.
Oh, Eddie Vedder,
sing a little song.
He had a.
Oh,
we're
Eddie,
having him sing a song?
Yeah,
he's dead now.
Oh, that's a last-minute amendment to the...
Yeah, he had a pearl jam in his artery.
Oh, so he got into actually injecting the pearls into his bloodstream. That's...
Yeah, I know.
That is not good. I would not...
Oh, hell, people!
Guys! Eddie Vedder of the band Pearl Jam. Whoa, standing ovation for that? And they're up, and then
he's not performing.
No,
people.
We lost them there.
Yeah, I guess they've now realized it's because we said most of it out of the in memoriam music. People really don't understand. That's why they always play in memoriam music at funerals now these days.
Well, I think most things at a funeral are in memoriam just by the.
But
by
people don't know. People just think if there isn't in memoriam music now, because people are just. People just care about the media these days.
Well, that's what you like, apparently. I'm going to try to get people to engage with the media critically.
What do you talk about on your show with Nelson Mandela? What did you guys talk about?
Talked about his life.
Okay.
Talked about his trials and tribulations.
Okay.
Is that not enough for you?
No. I've heard about his life. I know what a mandala means.
He cried on our show.
Yeah, it's because you kicked him.
No. That was, well, yes, but
yeah.
that was an accident. That was...
Why'd you kick him, man?
Well, basically, he was going to swear on air, and I didn't know what else to say to him. So I just gave him a light kick, and then apparently it was too much. He started crying. And I was like, man, you were in prison, and this is like, you're going to cry on my show because I just tapped you with my foot. Told him to get out of here. I thought he was. What? Well, I'll tell you. I don't even care. This Nelson Mandela. He couldn't take the heat of my radio show. I'll tell you that right now. You know you're gonna get kicked a few times. Hey, don't do that. You too,
don't
you.
Don't kick crowd members, man. Stop that.
And don't ever look at me.
Jesus, man. Don't ever look at me.
Yeah. Oh, you're...
I
peripheral vision counts. Hey, they're on my side again.
They like you for this?
Yeah, the people are kind of messed up.
That's really horrible. Why would they like this?
Yeah, usually when something weird happens, everyone says, I like this in unison. At least in my experience.
Yeah, we don't have any sound effects for that. I'm sorry, Lowell. I wish this was live, but we're sadly in.
Let's go to our next.
Am I allowed to present this next one?
Yeah, I'll have Mr. Tamman.
All right, this is best use of a soundboard. Oh, thanks, everybody.
It's a popular
category. I know. This one's so good. Who have we got?
So we have, first up, Skip. Skip Tamblyn for Skip's Chips.
Oh, you are just... This should be a conflict of interest.
It should be. I really should be.
I just love this so
much.
It
should not be on
I here. Am just having such a good day.
This should not be happening.
And yet, here we are.
Could just say the next
one. The next one, we have Lowell Hender... No, sorry, this is a Moonlight situation. That's for worst use of a soundboard. We have Hail Satan with Chip and Tip. That one's a really good one. Mm. We have...
It's right before you. Why do you have to say
I'm trying to go for an Ira Glass.
Ira Glass is on here, though.
We have Ira Glass as well.
Yeah, he has a sideshow. Ira's Bonanza. A lot of soundboard
yeah.
work.
We have Comedy Bing Bong with Hot Saucerman.
These aren't radio shows.
What?
These aren't radio shows.
What are you talking about? They're
not on radio, terrestrial. We got all these podcasts now.
Really?
I don't. I
publish mine as a podcast too.
what is a podcast?
Okay. So you know how radios, they're big. They're like 80 pounds. They're all made of...
That's why they're good.
You like them because they're heavy?
Yes. What else are you going to do with something that's 80 pounds?
Tie my dog to it so we can't run away.
Exactly.
Is that what you do?
Yeah.
You tie your dog to
things? I tie my dog to the radio, and then I play my show so we can listen to my voice while I'm not there. So that's good for the dog. You guys should not be.
They shouldn't. That. Should not be.
Booing.
Booing?
Yeah. Hey, this guy's... He's looking at me again.
Whoa! Stop kicking him in the eyes, man. Whoa. You old coot.
He was thinking about looking at me.
He was thinking about looking at you.
I could tell.
Yeah.
I could tell.
All right, so the winner is... 1 second. Let me get that drummer back in here. Hey, drummer boy!
Bum, dun, 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 ba-dum, bum, bum, bum. It's me, the drummer boy. Would you like me to start drumming now?
Give me a minute.
Would you like me to start now? I'm not going to start yet. Oh, just kidding. Here I go.
And the winner is...
Ira Glass for Ira's Bonanza.
Oh, get up here, Ira.
No one's applauding that. That's interesting. Okay.
Nobody likes him. Why did we put this stage so far away?
Ira Glass here. Welcome to my radio.
And Ira Glass has died. That was it. He used to be Ira, and now he's...
Dyra. I could see you.
Hey, we can finally say jokes together. I think this might be the beginning of a fruitful friendship.
I shouldn't have said that. I shouldn't have done that.
You really shouldn't have. What else is in town this week, Lowell? We got some time. We can talk about stuff. Our audience is rapt with attention.
Well, as many of you know, the radio business is ever-changing. I've seen a lot of changes in my... 50-odd years in the business.
Yeah, you started on AM.
Started on AM in the PM, and now I'm on FM in the AM.
Yep, so. you were drive time. You were from 5 to 6, and now you are 3 to 4 AM.
Yeah, they said that's the only one that's open. But
yeah, your drive time, if you're talking to bakers.
Or truckers.
Yeah.
Psychopaths driving cross country on murder sprees. I do get a lot of that.
Oh, do they call in? Speaking of call ins, you can call into the Pizzos at 604-822-2487.
I really don't think we should have added this.
Well, you know what? This is how award shows work now, old man.
But yeah, I'd get a lot of calls from serial killers on the road saying, hey, this is where I'm going to strike next. And I would just sort of be like, well, I can't do nothing there. So yeah.
Cool. You don't forward their information onto the police? Do you ever get their information?
Well, no. They just say they usually don't give me enough information. They give me their full name, their date of birth, where they're going, where they're from, and their car and make and model. And I'm like, that's not enough information for me. Yeah, I know. I'm doing the Lord's work. Thank you.
Yeah. And have any of these people been caught and you're like, hey, I think I recognize this guy?
There's a few big high-profile ones.
Let's hear it. Let's hear these serial killers.
I'd rather not say, because I feel like I'd be lying.
Is one of their names Theodore? And his last name Bundy?
I won't say for sure, but I will say a certain guy named...
Because I had him on my show.
What? You had Ted Bundy on your show?
Yeah, he called
knowingly.
In.
He called in, and you were okay with that?
No, like, we arranged it beforehand.
Oh,
and we were like, hey... We need you. We need you on Skip's Chips, and he was like, "You know what? Sure, I'll do it. Why not?"
With Ted Bundy.
Yeah, we shipped some of Skip's Chips into the maximum security prison they call heaven because he's dead, and he reviewed some chips for us. And let me tell you, he's an all dressed man.
That's surprising.
Yeah, you'd think he'd be blood flavored.
Yeah, given his crime.
What's your favorite kind of chip, Lowell?
I'm not doing that.
Why not? Because we need to get to the next award?
No. I don't want to be part of your game. Oh, okay. Well, okay.
That was a real taper off there.
Yeah, that was an interesting claps there.
They really didn't like that.
Our next our next category.
Yes.
Is one that I hope I have a few, you know, I'll admit my biases. I have a few.
Go on.
I have a few friends on this one, but up next we have, the category is blandest voice.
Ooh, this one's a good one.
It's a good one.
Let's hear the nominees, sir. I'm trying to be extra peppy while you're reading the nominees for the blandest voice.
Well, our first nominee is, of course, Sarah Koenig.
I'm Sarah Koenig, and this is Criminal.
The girl from Criminal.
The two different people.
Phoebe.
Yes, of course. Phoebe Judge.
Phoebe Judge.
Derry Merbles from Thought for Your Thoughts.
And then, of course, we just have one that says most college radio stations. So that's interesting.
Yeah.
That's an interesting choice.
Except for CITR, where this is broadcasting. Oh, thanks, everybody. Thanks. Don't worry about it. Oh, no, nobody was applauding?
No one reacted to that.
In any way?
In any way.
They thought
way.
That was just like bland old rice, which
yes.
I've been called before.
Bland old and rice, as you always were said.
Yep.
See, this
which
is the
funny because if I was going to describe
these
you,
young bucks,
if
come,
I was going to describe.
They think they can come on and kind of tell me what is good, what is bad. Not into it.
Do you want me to tell you something?
No, but I can't stop
here,
you. So.
Here.
Okay, why do you get the drummer guy? I'm just drumming a rung.
You're old.
Well, let me tell you something. Drummer guy, go. No, stop laughing. Drummer guy. Come on. Drummer. Where are you going?
I'll be back in a minute. Just 1 second.
You don't have a...
Hey, dude, what's up? Yeah. I'm just going to make this guy wait for a while. Never been a fan of his. He's so old. All right, I'm back.
Who are you? This is the drummer guy? Well, you're
bad
at your
job. I'm just drumming away.
No, you're interrupted. Drummers don't talk.
What is it, bro?
The winner of the blandest voice. I'll let you do the honors there.
Is Derry Merbles.
Derry, come up to the stage.
Hello, my name is Derry Merbles, and I am from Thought for Your Thoughts. Should I give a speech?
No.
Or do you want to like ask me any questions?
No, don't say anything more, please. Just get off the stage.
I would like to talk about...
Just get off the stage, Derry.
Sir, I don't like this.
Derry!
I swear I'm going to burn this building.
You're filling this place with your dairy air. I want you to get out of
really
here.
I really don't like this.
No, get out of here.
And I really don't like it when you refer to my dairy air.
Well,
I'm
from a different era.
You're from a different dairy era, and that's it for me. Bye, everybody. Listen to
get
out
of
thoughts.
Here.
We played jazz at two different speeds. Bye. All right, that was Derry.
What was he doing there at the end there?
And he was slapping his ass on the way out.
I knew it.
Which is weird. He stole my mic. And I'm back now. Hey, Skip's back. Skip Tamlin.
Why don't we go to a break, Skip?
Let's go to a break. This next song is from a hip young band. A young hip band.
I hate why when you play some Sinatra. Something classic, you know, something I grew up with.
I don't like Sinatra.
It's a Beach Boys, for crying out loud.
Beach Boys, they were all racist.
I don't think Brian was.
Well, I don't care. We'll be back.
Crossing the fields Good sound versus a bad sound. Now, what is a sound? We detect it and we feel it. Soca music can be best described as jump up music. During carnival time, we party, or as we say, fet. We jump in the streets, and soca music is definitely the driving force.
Because ka is the first letter in the Sanskrit alphabet. It represents movement, and soca is the power of movement.
But soca is going to be the one that will repeat. Yeah, the people jumping all the time. Because soca is really an irresistible beat. And I would really look at it as the ultimate dance music. And for a lot of people who have never heard it before, the minute they hear it, they're hooked on it.
Now, you're inside the Soca Storm.
Every Saturday from 8 to 9 p.m., listen to Soca Storm on CITR 101.9 FM, CITR.ca.
CITR and Discorder are hiring a new station manager. Just asking for a friend, but if I know someone who would be great for this position, how would they apply? Well, you can email Eleanor at volunteer@CITR.ca or Hala at president@CITR.ca if you have any questions, and the full job description is on the CITR and Discorder website. If your friend thinks they can handle all this, then they should send a resume and cover letter to Hala Bertrand at president@CITR.ca by Friday, March 3rd.
Allow me to tell you about Unceded Airways.
What's that?
Isn't that some kind of indigenous radio show?
It sure is. Tell me, are you down for decolonization? Yeah. What?
I certainly wish I could hear about indigenous issues, people, and events on the radio.
You're in luck, because Unceded Airwaves talks about all these things and more every Monday morning at 11.
Music from indigenous artists and coverage of all the hot happenings in indigenous art and entertainment.
On CITR 101.9 FM.
Oh, wow. And they broadcast all this from the traditional, ancestral, and unceded territory of the Musqueam people?
Find out for yourself. Mm-hmm. Monday mornings at 11. Yeah. Or find episodes online at CITR.ca.
Today we're joined in the studio by the Cedar Program Youth.
Where you at?
But we can be dangerous.
Hey, everybody, you are back with the Pizzos. We are...
Of course, you're listening to the Pizzos.
Oh, you are too kind, people.
They are far too kind.
We are not doing well tonight.
You're not doing
mainly because
well
of
tonight.
A certain stick in the mud who's been in the mud what is it, 150 years now?
Okay, well, at least I'm not... A little piece of mud floating around, not doing anything.
Yeah, at least I don't have a Quaalude problem.
Well, it's not a problem anymore because you can't get them anymore.
Okay, yeah, like you don't have a couple of bottles of lemons stuck in the back of your closet.
I cannot confirm that thing.
That thing. Did a Quaalude just kick in there, old boy?
I'm fine. Why don't we go to our? Why go right into our next
category? Let's give you a few minutes. Maybe have a gin. Maybe pick up. Yeah, slap yourself in the face a couple times. You old stick in the mud.
Yeah, that's not what I'm looking for.
You old so-and-so.
Okay.
Maybe want to show me what the next topic is, like the next category, because I don't have it in front of me. Because I can read.
It's that last one.
All right. This just says jump off a cliff.
Yeah.
Okay, underneath. Best hyper-specific local story that no one listened to.
Thank you. So there was a lot of contenders for this one. They had to really narrow it down.
Yeah. It's a
hyper-specific local story that no one listened to. Best one of the year.
Best hot wings at the Irish pub in Nelson. By Olamide Olanian.
Oh. He's it's surprising. He does a lot of good work.
Yeah, well, yeah, I didn't say it was bad. I just said it was hyper specific.
That's true.
Maybe listen to me.
Granules of sand are just like the granules of our people walking along the beach by Sadie
Hawkins.
You can let me say words. You don't have to jump
I
in
could
like
see
that.
Your eyes sort of glaze over, and I was thinking the glaucoma's back.
It's definitely not that. I'll say that. You know what I mean? It's definitely not that.
Really? You're sure? Huh? You old man? Who's next?
Can you pass the car there? Thank you.
There you go.
One of the best hyper-specific stories that no one listened to was by Lamothy Mackincut.
And what was his story, huh? Maybe perk up. Yeah, that's what's up.
Plastic production in and around 123 Boogie Woogie Avenue. I guess that's an address.
Yeah, cool. Here's our last nominee. It's Ira Glass.
Wow, he's sweeping up tonight.
Yeah, and it was the 18 best radio stations to sit in the waiting room of Chicago, Illinois, WBEZ.
Chicago. I'm able to ride this wave now. That's not Quaalude-induced wave.
You're good? You're peaking?
Yeah, I think I'm able to ride this out.
Here, let me smack you a couple more times.
Oh, Jesus. Okay, that wasn't even on my face. Okay, all right, enough of that.
All right. Go on.
So, the winner of Best Local Story That No One Listened To.
Yeah?
Goes to Lamothy McCulkinutthy.
Lamothy McCulkinutthy?
Yes, to that guy.
Is she related to Guy? Lamothy, I've always thought.
No, Lamothy. Everyone calls him Lamb.
Oh, Lambo.
Lambo.
Nah, Big Tuna. Lambo. Have you watched The Office, old man?
Well, let's let him up off
no,
on the stage.
Oh, right.
Clap, everybody. Clap. Have some sort of applause, some sort of reaction. This is the... No, not laughter. Laughter doesn't... You gotta... Lamothy.
Everybody try again.
Drummer, stop. What? I'm just trying to play a little beat.
Hey, get out of here, man. Get out of here. Okay, crowd. We're going to try this one more time. Here we go. And...
Lamothy McCulkinutthy. There we go. When I came up with this story, I knew that there was something to tell. There was something to tell the people. And I knew that the visceral reaction that I got when I heard this, I could communicate it through the art of radio, and that's why we're all here.
Yeah.
We grow up, thank you.
No
we
worries.
Grow up listening to the radio, hearing the beauty of it, and now we're here, we're creating it, we're being a part of that community. That's yeah. why I wanted to make this story about Electric Avenue 1122, the plastic there is some of the best plastic made in the Kitsilano neighborhood, not in Vancouver, but in the Kitsilano neighborhood. The best plastic there, and let me tell you, if you touch some of that plastic and you feel it between your hands, you'll know why these stories need to be told. These stories cannot go by the wayside. They can't go away. I know there's the music. I just want to thank everyone who's helped me out up until this point and has really, truly... Yeah, we gave him the old hook, as they say.
Thank you, Lankather. We'll see you later. Or wait, when people get hooked, what happens to them? I'm a new gun, as they say, so I'm not quite sure.
Well, back in the old days, when you get hooked, they leave you out in the tree for a couple of days. You know,
in
it was
the
one
tree,
of those,
like a Christmas ornament.
Yeah, it was like a hazing ritual back in the old days. Mm. You know, you would always remember the day you got hooked. You know, I'll tell you, my first day I got hooked. I'm sitting there in the studio telling a story about political corruption in the UK Parliament.
There's a bit of it. If you're talking to me, there's going to be a bit of corruption in that there.
Wait, there's going to be? What do you know?
Let's just say I've done some insider trading.
What, in the Parliament?
Once or twice.
Well, I'm sitting there in the studio and whoop. The old boys, they're drunk off scotch. It's 10 a.m.
Nice. And they've been drinking whiskey and rye, as they say.
Yeah, and they bring me up into the tree there, and they say, Anderson, this is where the fun starts. Okay, I guess you're gonna. I don't want to hear the story. Kind of.
I could care less.
Quaint story about the beginning of radio.
Keep going. How's it?
So basically, they spray painted my eyes shut.
Nice.
And then turn me into their whipping post for the next 24 hours. It's kind of what everyone does. I had to pour gasoline over my eyes so I could open them. It was truly one of those experiences that you think back about and laugh.
Is that why you smell so much like gasoline currently? Or is that from something else?
Well, that's the skin condition, but...
What have you done to your skin?
I'd rather not talk about it. That's between me and my physician, but don't worry, I am... Just every night I just need to be in a nice saline solution while I sleep.
You sleep in a... So you don't sleep on a waterbed?
I'm in the waterbed. They zip me up and I'm in a wet cube.
Is it like the shape of water? Is that why you have those scales?
Hmm?
Do you have scales?
Well, how else am I going to measure myself?
Ho, ho, ho.
Oh, that's... All right, on to our next...
What is our last episode here? I mean, our last topic here. Do we have any more?
Any more? We do have one more of the pizzos.
And what's the prize? What do you get?
Well, that's one thing. It's like the Academy Awards. Like, you don't really get anything.
So you think they have to give that statue back?
Well, you keep the statue, but that's it. You don't get, like, a prize amount.
You don't think they give you like $1 million?
No, I don't think they do.
Really?
They do it in the Nobel Prizes.
You get money at the Nobel Prizes.
You get $1 million.
You get $1 million.
$1 million.
I don't think that's true.
That is true.
What?
Yeah.
You know what? I'm just going to have to whip out my phone here.
Google. Wait, who said that? He did not protest to that violence.
No way. It is. Weird. You get $1 million. I didn't know that.
Yeah, can you put that away?
Excuse me, here, let me just text my my girlfriend. You old bag of bones. I hope that was some good ASMR for everybody. And sent.
All right. That's the thing. ASMR, what does that stand for? When I was young, ASMR stand for Army, SEALs, men, and real journalism.
Yep. Yeah. Do you think you do real journalism?
Yeah. I've been on the radio for 50 years, and I'm a legend because of it. What do you think you do?
I think I make Buco Dolores reviewing chips for chumps.
That is ridiculous that you can think that you can... That is anything on the same level of what I do.
Really?
I slave away every single day.
Over a hot stove.
Over documents and audio files. And I string together a narrative. A beautiful piece of literature that you can listen to. I mean, you can listen to literature. Audiobooks do exist. And, you know... A lot of people listen to them, and sometimes they say that they're actually kind of better for you because you say you can do other things.
Yeah, bro, I'm just browsing Reddit over here. Wrap it up.
Reddit. What is that, like a thing where you, once you finish something, you click your Reddit or something? I don't understand.
What?
Okay, let's move on to our final category.
What is it, bro?
Best overall radio program.
I think I know who one of the nominees are here. Let me read out my own name. Skip Chumlin. Oh, you guys are too kind. You guys are just too kind.
No, guys, sit down, please.
And who's next?
We have Danger Dan and the Rocket to Mars.
All right, next up we have the Joe Rogan Experience.
Wow.
I didn't even know that was on the radio.
What is this coming to?
Next up, what else have we got? We've got the Alex Jones Show.
I'm really surprised. I'm quite horrified.
He's on AM radio. Then we have This American Life. And do you want to read out the winner here?
Can we get the drummer all? Can we get the drummer? Drummer!
One second, bro. I'm just smoking beer.
We're on a show. This is the biggest night.
It's the biggest night of your life, maybe, old loser. One second, here I am.
The winner of the Pizza O's.
Hurry up! I'm not doing it again. Here, I'll do it again, you old fart.
The winner of the Pizza O's.
Hurry up!
I'm trying to. The winner of the Pizza O's is.
Just say it now, man. I'm not doing it again.
Okay, one more time.
All right. That was the wrong thing. Sorry, that wasn't my drumstick.
Okay, let's try that again. The winner of the pizza.
One more.
And the winner of the pizza host is Alex Jones.
All right, let's get him up here.
Oh, God. He's pushing people out of the way.
What you got to say for yourself, Alex Jones?
Well, it's been a good year for Alex Jones.
Wait, 1 second. You're not Alex Jones.
No, I'm not. It's me. Say my name. Say it.
The Cookie Monster.
Yes, it is.
This is absurd.
I gotta go. They're playing me out pretty quickly this time. That's weird.
I think because you're the Cookie Monster.
All right, that was weird. Should we wrap up this here pizzos shows? Let's do a closing monologue. How do you feel this year has been in radio?
I feel every year the radio industry goes closer and closer to a pit of flames ran by the devil, a devil of evil machinations who is hell-bent on destroying decency and true love and craft and artsmanship.
Yeet.
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 What about you? What do you feel about radio?
I think radio is going the way it naturally has ought to be, and out of the thin air, it's becoming the biggest force in the world. People say radio's dead. I say that the thought of that fills me with dread, and I don't want to think about it anymore.
Quaaludes are definitely hitting now.
Yeah, you're slumped over, bro.
I can't even.
Good
really.
Thing we're doing this in armchairs. You got the leather one because cows are old. I got the velvet one because I'm smooth.
I can't. Oh, my
like
entire,
velvet.
My entire body is a noodle.
Yep.
My entire body is a noodle.
Get out of here.
Get out of here. Well, why don't we? Play us out with one last break here.
Let's play us out with one last song. Who's this one by? It's by a new hip band called Preoccupations.
Preoccupations.
And they'll be playing us out. It's been a great night, everybody. We will see you later. 1 second. Let's hit this song going. Goodbye, everybody. We've been skipping Chip, dipping and diving. Bye-bye.